And it's time for the favorite quiz show of the Bay Area, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by Daryl Garrison and Cameron Shaw. This is KALW. And it's got to be our moderator, Mr. Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Damian, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you had a lovely weekend, and we do hope you can spend the next hour with us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so that's what we are looking for, your participation. I know we're just going to sail through this hour. Last week was a little rough, but we're going to step up from that, and it's going to be a brilliant hour. And I'm very happy to have two guests here with me today, Daryl and Cameron, and we're all going to do a great show for you. So settle back, and I want you to give us a call with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Just to remind you, we prefer you call, but of course, it's fine to email us as well. And that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. That's M-I-N-D-S. OVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. And we are in live stream at kalw.org. And of course, Damian being here and doing his usual fine job, that podcast should be up today at also at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. Once again, this is a good time to call. We'll be giving out questions momentarily, but if you have one of your own, you are free to do that. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Cameron Shaw is inexplicably excited for Spinal Tap 2 and would like to see sequels made of other 1984 classics, such as The Muppets Take Manhattan, The NeverEnding Story, and Purple Rain. Purple Rain might be a little hard. Some of these would be easier to make than others. Oops, I anticipated your last comment. I'm sorry.
You did. It's okay. All right, Daryl Garrison doesn't always watch South Park, but he gives the last two episodes 4 out of 5 cheesy poofs. Okay. I can't do Cartman. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Christy Noem had to face the music there. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thanks all those who wished him a happy birthday last week. He credits his longevity to an almost total lack of clean living and proper outlook.
That's right. Works happy for me birthday. Anyway. Thank you very much. And we're going to begin the questioning with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. I got this question from my brother, who gave it to me because it sounds like an easy question, and then at the end it gets kind of hard. So what are the 8 uniformed branches of the United States government?
Uniform.
Some branch. Of them are easy. Uniformed, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so.
Space Force.
Yeah,
Space Force. Space Force.
Space Force is one, yes.
And the other, another tough one is the Merchant Marines.
You know, the Merchant Marines are not included.
No. You mean the Coast Guard, not the Merchant Marine. Different. Merchant Marines.
Coast
not.
Guard. The Coast Guard is there. I think the Merchant Marines, did they turn into the Coast Guard?
No. That? Different. Totally different. Merchant Marine is not the same.
The Merchant Marines are not on the list.
No. Mm-mm.
Not the Merchant Marines, at least.
So Space Force, Coast Guard, Army, Navy.
Yep.
Air Force.
Yep.
So what are we missing?
You're missing 3. Marines. I can't tell you what you're missing.
Yeah, the Marines.
Marines, there you go. Okay, so the last Marines. 2 are the 2 tricky ones.
Are you talking about the National Guard?
National Guard does not count because it's based on state, like state by state.
So it's
This
an
is
armed
federal
force
government.
that the president can call out in times of need.
They're not all armed forces,
But they wear a uniform.
but
Oh,
they're uniform.
the Surgeon General.
Yes, so it's called the public health,
Public health officers,
can't read my
yes.
own handwriting, the Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yep, good. There's one more.
What's the last one? No, leave it out. See if I
Okay.
keep guessing.
Okay.
So
So
read the
there's only
question
one.
again, and then and we'll
Yes.
proceed.
Okay, so what are the eight uniformed branches of the United States federal government? I should have said federal earlier. We have seven of them. We already have Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force, and the Public Health Service Commissioned Corps, which is the Surgeon General's guys. there's one more. So we're looking for that last one.
Okay. So the last one you're looking for has nothing to do with any of the others. In other words, it's a totally separate thing.
It is a, I'm not going to say it has absolutely nothing to do with the others, but it's not an agency that is like deployed in war. They probably work with the others at times.
It's not the is the Army Corps of Engineers?
No.
Not the National Park Service.
No. That was one of my guesses too when I was asked this question.
Okay.
All right, leave it up.
And Daryl, you go ahead too, please.
Okay. So the Emmy Awards are next month. So here are five unique Emmy Awards questions. Number one, what TV series holds the record for the most wins for a reality competition program with 24? Number two, what was the first non-US made TV series to be nominated for the Best Drama Emmy? It happened in the 60s. Number three, name the only comedy to sweep all seven of the big awards: series, actor, actress, supporting actor and actress, directing and writing. Number four, who did both of these things? Served on the Supreme Court and hosted the Emmys. And number five, name this TV series. It was nominated for the best drama series every year it was on. It ran for six seasons, yet was nominated for the best drama series Emmy seven times. It was nominated for 53 Emmy Awards, but won none. A quick repeat. What TV series holds the record for most wins for a reality competition program with 24? What was the first non-US made TV series to be nominated for the Best Drama Emmy? This happened in the 60s. Name the only comedy to sweep all seven of the big awards: series, actor, actress, supporting actor and actress, directing and writing. Number four, who did both of these things? Served on the Supreme Court and hosted the Emmys. And number five, name this TV series nominated for the Best Drama Series every year it was on. It was on for six seasons, yet was nominated for Best Drama Series seven times, nominated for 53 Emmy Awards, winning none.
All right, Cameron, do you want
I have
to?
two guesses for the reality show. Is it either Survivor or The Amazing Race?
It is neither of those.
Oh, really? Okay. Darn.
Amazing Race won Best Reality Show 10 years in a row, something like that, and it doesn't win like it used to.
Yeah. Okay. I have to think about. I thought I had a guess for the last one, but the whole not ever winning. So the comedy in the last question, the si won six times, or sorry.
Okay, so the drama, this
Yes,
drama,
drama.
was nominated for Best Drama Series every single year it was on. It ran for six seasons, yet was nominated for Best Drama Series seven times, nominated for 53 Emmy Awards, winning none. It's considered one of the greatest shows of all time.
And okay, so it's not The West Wing. The West Wing won.
No, West Wing won a whole
Yeah,
bunch of
okay.
Emmys.
Okay, but it was on for seven,
Around that, yeah.
six-ish, seven seasons. Okay, I don't know.
So the one that won seven all the major awards, because I didn't this happen just a few years ago? Wasn't that Schitt's Creek?
It was Schitt's Creek. That
Yeah,
was
that's what I
2020.
thought.
Yes, very good.
Good.
Ding.
And was the non the foreign one? No, that doesn't make any sense because you said it was in the 60s, so.
The first non-US made TV series to be nominated for the Best Drama Emmy. It happened in the 60s. Very famous show.
Is it upstairs, downstairs?
No, that was more of a 70s thing, I think.
Okay. Is it the Six Wives of Henry VIII?
No.
Okay. Because I know the Squid Game was nominated for a Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Drama Series.
Too recent.
Yeah. So, okay. Leave it out.
Right.
Just give the questions just once more, if you would.
Sure. What TV series holds the record for most wins for a reality competition program with 24, not Survivor, not Amazing Race? The
Go,
first.
just let me stop you there. So is this show still on or has
Yes.
it
It is still
good
on.
question.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the first non-US made TV series to be nominated for Best Drama Emmy happened in the 60s. Who did both of these things? Served on the Supreme Court and hosted the Emmys? And named this TV series, nominated for Best Drama Series Emmy every year it was on, ran for 6 seasons, yet nominated for Best Drama Series Emmy 7 times, nominated for 53 Emmy Awards, winning none.
Now, did this person serve on the Supreme Court and host the Emmys in at the same time?
No.
Were they had they been retired from the Supreme Court when they hosted the Emmys?
No.
So they were not on the Supreme Court yet.
Correct.
All right. Okay.
And was it like the part of the Emmys that you don't see on TV? Was it like the
Oh,
scientific awards? Okay.
no. I if I read this right, no, you saw him on TV.
Okay, interesting.
So they were not on the Supreme Court yet.
What about RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yes, RuPaul's Drag
Oh,
Race.
I love that that's
Very
the
good.
answer. Okay,
Yeah,
great.
RuPaul was not on the
Forgot.
Supreme Court, but has won as host of reality competition programs many times.
I would like to see them on the Supreme Court. That'd be great.
All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia.
All right, Fred.
Okay, listen, there's been a lot of news coverage about the Epstein list. And it's
Yes.
gotten me thinking, of course, about Billboard Hot 100 songs that refer to romance and underage girls. So I thought a fun game would be I give you the singer and you give me the song title. I wouldn't include songs like Little Child by the Beatles or Thank Heaven for Little Girls. These actually include numbers. Okay, are you ready?
Well, okay, we'll see how it
Yes.
goes.
Okay.
Okay, try Chuck Berry.
Oh, that's not Sweet 16.
Yeah,
No,
Sweet
no,
Little
no.
16.
Yes,
Sweet
Sweet
Little
Little
16.
16.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you say? What is it?
Sweet
Sweet
Little
Little
16?
16?
Sweet Little 16, 1958. How about McCartney Lennon authorship?
She was just
Billboard Hot 100,
17.
number
Oh,
seven.
yeah.
What?
She was
The
just
way she
17.
looked was way beyond compare.
These
What?
are
I don't know what it's called. What's that
real
song?
jailbait questions, aren't
I know.
they? Okay, I get a bell for that. I saw her standing there.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
She was just 17. You know what I mean. How about Roy Orbison? That might be hard. Okay, that's hard. It's almost 18. How about a song sung by Ringo, 73, written by Johnny Burdett, 60. Billboard Hot 100, number 8.
You mean he was 73 when he wrote it?
No, Ringo in
Oh, in
1973
1973.
became
Okay.
famous for this song, and Johnny Burdett wrote it and also sang it in 1960.
Yeah,
Maybe
the
for
age
the
was
Billboard
16 in
Hot
that one too.
100.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Huh?
is it called Your 16?
Exactly right. Very good. One more I
Oh.
got. Sam Cooke, Billboard Hot 100, number 30 in 1959. He did Change Is Gonna Come, probably the best protest song ever, but this involves age. Sam Cooke.
No.
Only 16.
They're all 16. Interesting.
Yeah. You know, the Grateful Dead have a song, Friend of the Devil. And, you know, he's running from the police. There's 20 hounds after him. And it's not clear why he's running, except he's got a bunch of girlfriends. And one, he either says, is prison bait or is prison babe.
Yeah, I think you can figure out why he's running.
Yeah.
I don't really have an opinion on that. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
All right. We just barely stayed out of trouble on that. And yeah, sort of. And so we have an email from Eric Peterson and Chris. And Chris is wondering if the U.S. Postal Service is the other uniformed one.
Great guess, but no.
Okay.
They're uniformed, but they don't count.
And Eric is wondering about the National Park Service, so the Rangers.
No, not the National Park Service.
That's interesting. Okay. All right. Okay. And, oh, it's my turn. So, all right, let me give you a couple questions here. What is the, one guess on this, please. What is the largest single company in the world outside of the United States? And this, this is based on the market cap, revenue, and profit. Which is the largest single company in the world outside of the United States based on market cap, revenue, and profit?
I'm guessing it's China. Or is that you don't want to say?
Well, you mean you think a company, it's a company from China. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I would need the name of the company.
Yeah.
So,
you don't want to give us like a vague category like media?
No.
You don't. No. Sure don't. Timu.
Okay. Oh, is it a telecommunications company?
It's a high profile company. Let's put it that way.
Skydance.
No. What is the largest single company in the world outside of the United States based on market cap, revenue, and profit?
Yeah, it could be some sort of telecom company.
I maybe feel like it's their phone, their like major phone company.
Yeah. Or the one that the Carlos guy runs out of Mexico, maybe.
What about, there's like a government run chat program in China, and I don't, it's called like WeChat or something, but I don't know who it's run by.
Hmm. All right.
All right. We don't know.
We don't know. Okay. Leave that out. And I would like, and now this is one answer only, please. I would like, excuse me, the first three films based on or suggested by Disney park attractions.
Oh, yeah.
What are the three first films based on or suggested by Disney park attractions? One guess, Daryl. You may know them all, but one.
Yeah. So I think the very first one was Haunted Mansion.
It is not. That is none of the first three.
Oh, it's the first three. Okay.
Yes. Only the first three.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is not one of the first three.
What? Oh, okay. So it's way earlier. Interesting. Okay.
And this could be Disneyland, Disney World, you know, all the above.
Yeah.
And I can't take another guess, eh?
I'll give you another guess a little bit later.
Okay.
Again, what are the first three films based on or suggested by Disney park attractions? Okay. And then what is the first question was, what is the largest single company in the world outside of the United States based on market cap, revenue, and profit? And I'll give you one more. Katharine Hepburn was in three films in which her character name, first and last character name, were the title of the films. Katharine Hepburn played in three films in which the first and last name of her character were the title of the films. So I'll give you each one guess on those.
Okay. She was in one. I don't remember the entire name. It's some Mrs. Somebody's Getting Married. Mrs.
Oh, that's yeah.
Oh, but it's Mrs. TV, it needs the first, the whole name. You need the whole name?
Okay.
Yeah, it's Mrs. Delafield.
Delafield, thank
but
you.
But it's not, that's not one because it's,
that's not it.
It's not a first name.
Okay, sorry.
So just once more, Katharine Hepburn, Katharine Hepburn's character, first and last name character, or the title character in three of her films. So if I screwed that up,
I'll have to think.
You
about
get
it.
The idea. And what are the first three films based on or suggested by Disney park attractions? And what is the largest single company in the world outside the U.S. based on market cap, revenue, and profit? Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So we know this month's anniversary of the two atom bombs that were dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. All right. So the one dropped in Hiroshima was called Little Boy. And what element was Little Boy made of?
Well, one was uranium and one was
element.
Plutonium, wasn't
yes.
it?
All right. Yeah. Okay. So Little Boy was made out of uranium-235 and Fat Man, sadly, in Nagasaki, was made out of plutonium. What other element can be used for fission bombs?
Hydrogen?
No. Hydrogen make fusion
bombs.
That's a big difference. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is, I'll give you the answer because time is very short. Thorium also. In fact, some of the new design of nuclear reactors are using thorium. So all of the hydrogen bombs are fusion, which means you get lighter element, put them together, produce a lot of energy, like hydrogen or lithium. Okay, so the bomb, the biggest hydrogen bomb in the world, sadly, is not owned by us, by the United States. It's owned by Russia. And they have very descriptive name for it. The Tsar. By the way, how do you spell Tsar?
Well, there are different ways to spell it, but it's T-S-A-R or C-Z-A-R.
Yeah, the second one is the most popular as far as I could read myself, the Tsar. So the Tsar, we know that the one in Hiroshima was 22 kiloton explosive power. The one in Nagasaki was 15, was actually smaller a bit. And both of them were fission bombs. Both of them were made of fissionable material. Okay, the Tsar, of course, hydrogen bomb. How much more explosive power the hydrogen bombs are in Russia compared to, say, Nagasaki or Hiroshima?
No,
I'll give you a choice. Go ahead. If you want to take a choice, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. What are our choices?
Yeah. Okay. Is it 500 times? Okay. 1,000 times more powerful or 1,570 times?
Well, it's at least 1,000 times more powerful, if not, I'm sure it's even more than that, but...
It is far more. But if you take an average, it is 1,570 times much.
Mm.
So it really, if you know, one of these little bombs destroyed a city, one of these Tsar bombs would destroy a whole state. And that's why I have to bring very quickly some kind of peace across the world, because the dealing was very, very... dangerous. What is the atomic shadows?
It's the imprint that's left by bodies, right? The bodies are...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The temperature within a mile or so, maybe even a couple of miles, the temperature in the center of the explosion exceeds 1,000,000 degrees. That means not only humans, but any subject in that area will evaporate. But very so quickly, the shadow of it from the bomb produced tremendous heavy light, all kind, gamma rays, whatever. So they make shadow on the ground that it imprinted in the ground. And you can see it until today. Just Google search. All right. Also, August, the last question. August bring a sad incident that happened in Berkeley, murder in Berkeley, in August 5th, 1952. What was it?
Is that the one of the Egyptian lady physicist?
Yes. Yes, the mother of nuclear physics, Samira Moussa, was abducted. And Mrs. Sarsad having our own town in Berkeley. She was abducted from her house on Garber Street off college in August 5th, 1952, driven all the way to Highway 1, and her car was thrown over the cliff into the Pacific Ocean, and she was killed. She was called Mother of Nuclear Physics because she was part of Oppenheimer Group, and she was very, very well. And by the way, since then, I would say probably about 50,000. Maybe as many as 40 to 50 nuclear scientists have been murdered by the same foreign company, including some recently. Great show. Everybody donate to KLAW. We need it now more than ever. Thank you. Always great show, and thank you very much. And let's pray for peace everywhere. Thank you again. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Always that upbeat ending for me. Yes, and it happened on my birthday too. That's too bad. Anyway, I didn't give Eric, who emailed earlier, I didn't read his full email. So he's the one that suggested the National Park Service, but he also suggested the Bureau of Land Management, the Federal Protective Service, and the Forest Service. So are any of them one of them?
None of those, but all logical guesses.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Eric, if we're not doing that earlier.
Thanks for writing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. CM is wondering if Alibaba is the largest company. It is not.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Carlton is wondering Davy Crockett. Now, Davy, let's see. That would be
the Explorer canoes, right? Is that
Davy which one? What question canoes? Was that?
Your or... Disney Parks attraction.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. No, not Davy Crockett. Sorry. Peter was wondering if the U.S. Customs and Border Control is the one you were looking for. No. Okay. And Ellen was wondering if Forsyth Saga is the TV show. It was not the non-American TV show.
No, it was not. Sorry.
Okay. All right. There we go. And Cameron, I think it's your turn.
All right. So are you familiar with, we're all familiar with the EGOT, right? The Emmy, Grammy, yes. Oscar, Tony. So just below the EGOT, there's something called the Acting Triple Crown. And it's Emmy, Oscar, Tony. They are different ones in America and in Britain. So in Britain, it's the BAFTA, the British Academy of Television Awards, and the Laurence Olivier Award for theater. So I have two questions about this.
Thank you for reminding me of things that I'll never have.
Any, that's what I'm here for.
This time.
all right, so my first question is, who is the only Canadian actor to receive the American Triple Crown? And I will give you a hint that it's a man.
not William Shatner, I'm pretty sure.
It's not William Shatner. I wish. And then who is the only person to have won both the American and British Triple Crowns? And that is a woman.
American and British.
Great question.
Yeah. The only Canadian. So, I'm sorry, did you say it was a man or a woman, or you didn't say?
The Canadian one is a man.
Raymond Massey?
No.
Canadian.
How about Helen Mirren?
Helen Mirren won both, good job, both the British and American Triple Crowns. Do you have any idea what her wins were for?
Well, the Queen, yeah.
Yeah.
One was the Queen for both American and British, yes.
And was it... Right. And so she also had a stage... she was in a play about the Queen. Is it the same role?
I don't believe so. I had never heard of this play. It doesn't sound like it's about the Queen.
Okay. So just give the whole question again, and then we'll try to fill in the holes.
Sure. Okay. So who is the only Canadian actor to receive the American Triple Crown, which is an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony? And then if you can tell me the roles that Helen Mirren won a Tony or a Laurence Olivier Award / Emmy and Academy of TV Awards in England.
Okay.
Those are Those are largely the same roles. She's won one more Emmy than she has won a British Academy of Television Award.
All right. Okay. And the two numbers to join us, and we encourage you to do so. We love to talk to you. 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this
Hi.
is Elaine from San Francisco.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, just to build up to my question. So, talking astronomy, what is the brightest star in the night sky, also known as the dog star?
Sirius, correct?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. And what is the other one I had? The constellation of stars, they're in a line, so they're very easy to recognize in the night sky. There are three bright stars. What is that constellation called?
Yeah, that's Orion.
That's correct. So, peaking just yesterday, August 8th, is a yearly astrological event. When the Sun and Leo aligns with the star Sirius and Orion's belts, what is the name of that yearly event?
Is it the Perseids? Perseid meteor shower? I know that's going on
I
right now.
mean, I'm recognizing it as a different name.
Oh, okay.
My young daughter let me know about this yesterday
Cool.
because it's a powerful energetic alignment that I just mentioned that occurs annually. And it's a time when it's a powerful time to set intentions and clear out old emotional baggage and connect with your soul's purpose. So anyway,
Okay.
there's a specific name. It's called, anyone, before I just
Something in
announce it.
retrograde?
It's called the line. I don't know if it's a 20-year-old college thing, but maybe a new thing, but it's called the Lion's Gate Portal.
Oh, fancy.
I know. And we're still within that time frame, even though it peaked yesterday. So everyone has until the 12th of this month to set their intentions and have a better chance of them coming true.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Sorry we didn't do a bit better with it.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks a lot. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We certainly enjoy talking to you. So if you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Today, our panel consists of Gerald Garrison, realtor from Brentwood, and Cameron Shaw, who's a teacher and a cinematographer. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And
Damien is telling us we have a lot of calls waiting. I don't know if, sorry to
all
interrupt.
right, I heard you. I saw your hands anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get to them in just one second,
Okay.
but I want to give Daryl a chance to do a question. So,
Okay.
anyway.
Thank you. The following six battles took place on what bodies of water? I might need specificity. The Battle of Actium, number two, Battle of Samar in 1944, number three, the majority of the naval battle in the defeat of the Spanish Armada. Number four, where David Farragut allegedly said something like, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." Number five, the battle between the Monitor and the Merrimack, more accurately, the CSS Virginia. This is a tricky one. It's not Chesapeake Bay, it's next to Chesapeake Bay. And number six, the Battle of Valcour, Valcour, the Battle of Valcour Island in 1776, where Benedict Arnold was in command of the American fleet. So the Battle of Actium, Battle of Samar, the defeat of the Spanish Armada, where David Farragut said, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. The battle between the Monitor and the Merrimack, and the Battle of Valcour Island in 1776, where Benedict Arnold commanded the American fleet.
Okay, Cameron?
Yeah, this is really not my my jam here. Sorry. You'd think it would be. I'm very enamored of shipwrecks, but this is naval history, not so much.
Well, the Admiral Farragut, the damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, that was the Battle of Mobile Bay.
Mobile Bay is correct.
Okay. Which is, of course, off Mobile, Alabama. And the Battle of Actium is, it's the west coast of Greece. It's off the west coast of Greece. If you want a more specific
body, of water, yeah.
Well, it's the Aegean, I guess, off the west coast.
It's not the Aegean.
Not the Aegean, or maybe it's the Adriatic.
Not the Adriatic.
All right. Well, it's off the west coast of Greece, I can tell you that. So I'll leave that out. I'm sorry, what were the other ones once more?
Sure. The defeat of the Spanish Armada, the battle between the Monitor and the Merrimack, and the Battle of Valcour Island, where Benedict Arnold was in command.
That was the Spanish Armada was, you want to say the English Channel, but...
It is the English Channel.
I was going to say part of it was in the Irish Sea, too, but...
Yeah, the majority was the English Channel, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, there we go. And the ones you have left are?
The Battle of Actium, the Battle off Samar in
1944. Right.
Battle between Monitor and Merrimack, and Battle of Valcour Island. Benedict Arnold commanded the American fleet.
Okay, there we go. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Patricia in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi. I actually just emailed a couple of responses, so I'll just say them quickly.
Okay.
For the Katharine Hepburn movie, Alice Adams, that's the only one I could think of.
That is one, 1935. Very good.
Wow. And then a guess for the Canadian actor is Donald Sutherland.
Oh, great guess.
That is a good guess.
Not Donald Sutherland.
No. Okay. So I have a couple of movie questions. This might be old news or softball for y'all, but this is something I found out recently. So before the Oscars established an official best makeup category, two movies won honorary awards. So what were the two movies, and then what was the first movie that won the official best Oscar?
You mean the first makeup award? Makeup one? Is that you're sort of looking for that too?
Yes. So once the category was established, what film won the first official?
So the ones you're looking for, the ones that won the honorary Oscars, I guess they were sort of honorary Oscars. Can you give us an idea what decade they were in?
One, I believe, was 60s and the other was 70s. I can look that up real quick.
I wonder if that's The Exorcist.
Oh, that's a good call.
I was thinking maybe The Fly, too.
Okay, so actually, my mistake. One was 64, the other was 68.
Okay.
I think I know the first one that won the Oscar because I remember seeing the movie and reading about it afterwards. Was that Rick Baker? Did he win that American Werewolf in London?
That's 81.
Yes. Yes, that's the one.
Okay.
What about Planet of the Apes?
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's the one from 68.
Good job.
I saw it recently, which is when I looked it up, and that's when I found out, won an honorary award.
64, I'm not sure. Gosh. Is it similarly more like effects style makeup rather than like hair styling?
64.
Well, yeah, it's very special makeup. I mean, it's...
Is it a monster movie?
No, but it's very creative makeup.
I'm sorry, you said 1964?
Yeah, I can tell you an actor that was in it if that helps.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know, Dana.
Tony Randall.
Oh, the Seven Dr. Faces Lau. Of Yeah, Seven Faces Dr. Lau. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Ding ding ding. You got it.
Good job.
Okay, that's all.
Good question.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Let's quickly run through the questions that we have out, and we'll get to more calls. Cameron, start with you.
Okay. I'm looking for the eighth of the eight uniformed branches of the United States government. We already have Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force, and the Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. So I'm looking for the last one. And then I am also wondering who is the only Canadian actor to receive a triple crown in acting, which is Oscar, Emmy, and Tony.
Okay. And Daryl.
Hey, didn't Helen Mirren win for, she was a detective like Jane something, didn't she win?
Oh, Prime Suspect, that was the show.
Yeah, yeah, she won multiple times for Prime Suspect in both the American and British categories. Yeah, if you'd like to give me things that Helen Mirren won the American or British Triple Crown for, that can be one of my questions too.
All right, I have two things. The Emmy Awards are coming. What was the first non-US made TV series to be nominated for Best Drama Emmy? Very famous show, happened in the 60s. Who did both of these things? Served on the Supreme Court and hosted the Emmys. What TV show ran for six seasons, nominated for Best Drama Series seven times, nominated for 53 Emmys, winning none? And then these battles, what bodies of water? Battle off Samar, Battle of Actium, Battle between the Monitor and the Merrimack, and the Battle of Valcour Island, where Benedict Arnold was in command.
Okay. And what is the single largest company in the world outside of the United States based on market cap, revenue, and profit? Katharine Hepburn played the title character, first and last name title character, in three films. So far we have Alice Adams. What are the other two? What are the first three films based on or suggested by Disney park attractions?
Can I take another guess on that?
Let me just finish the question.
Yes.
What are the first three films based on or suggested by Disney park attractions? And yes, take your guess.
Okay, this is a long shot. What about the Three Caballeros based on the Tiki Room?
Nope.
No?
Okay. No. Nope. Daryl, you want another guess?
Yeah, how about Swiss Family Robinson?
Oh, good.
No.
Not good.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, is that me?
It is you.
Hey, it's Kangs. You kept saying how much you would enjoy me calling, so I called.
Thank you. Thank you for remembering.
I mean, you're saying non-specifically who that you want us to call, but
no, we do. Yeah, we do enjoy that very much.
Took it personally this week. Okay, I have a few wild guesses. So, Disney park ride, would there be one based on Escape from Witch Mountain?
There. Yeah, that doesn't ring a bell to me. But anyway, it's not one of the top first three. It's not.
Would Kiefer Sutherland have been a Canadian actor to win all three?
That's a good guess.
But no, that is a great guess.
I'm blanking on Canadians, so the Donald Sutherland and. Okay, and then I just came up with a few dramas for Daryl that are also probably wrong. Would Dynasty have been nominated and not won?
No, not Dynasty. I'm sorry.
No apology necessary. Melrose Place?
No.
Not even close with any of those. Okay, so I got a before and after for you. So it's a, I don't know how much to give away, but sitcom then movie. So, it's a sitcom about a family where the father works in a shoe store shoot, I'm trying to think of how to word it into like one sentence.
Well, there is Married with Children, and he worked in a shoe store.
Yeah, he did work in a shoe store.
But let me finish. Maybe. The father
Married
works in a shoe store based on near a vegetable-based cult.
Children of the Corn, yeah. Married with Children of the Corn.
There you go.
Yeah. Got it.
Good job.
All right. Great show. Have a good week.
Thanks, gangs. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's funny.
And, yes. So Steve has the answers to all the Disney attractions.
Oh, great.
Should I give those?
Good job, Steve.
Okay. No, he has two of them.
Oh,
and
okay.
One, the first one is Tower of Terror.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. And that was a 1997 film with Steve Guttenberg. Because, you know, they had the tower. I don't know. I was never on that one.
That ride terrified me.
Is it? Okay, good. Suggest. Then I have I have an eyewitness to the Tower of Terror.
I didn't see the movie.
And then the third one, he doesn't have the second one, but the third one is The Country Bears from 2002.
Okay. Okay, so we're talking 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going way further back.
And which stars, and I'm sure a high point in his career, Christopher Walken, Country Bears, 2002. So anyway, so good job on that, Steve. We're still missing one, but...
gonna get it.
Yeah. That'll be around. And let's see. I guess we'll keep taking calls. It's my turn to do a question, but I think we have more calls to deal with. So let's do that. Okay, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hi, I have some famous bars. I'm going to give you the name, and I'd like you to tell me what city they're in.
Bars.
So the
okay.
First one is Bar Hemingway.
Is that in either Key West or Havana?
No.
What about Boise?
Mm.
Or Ketchum? Ketchum?
No. Idaho? This is a little more cosmopolitan.
Okay.
Mm. Like Miami.
No. Paris.
Yes. Bar Hemingway is in Paris.
Okay.
A lot more cosmopolitan than Ketchum, Idaho.
Right.
Yeah, just a little bit. How about the Long Bar?
Oh.
Is that Texas somewhere?
No, but I like that guess.
Is that Tijuana, maybe?
No, much more exotic location. I'm going to give you the name of the hotel, Raffles.
Oh, that's Singapore.
It is indeed in Singapore. And how about the American Bar?
Well, is that Venice?
No.
Is that Harry's American Bar?
Harry's Bar was going to be one of my... questions, and it is indeed in Venice, but this is the American Bar.
Okay.
Okay.
No. Don't know that.
Yeah.
It's in the Savoy.
Oh.
Okay.
So London. And how about the Francis Tavern?
Say that once more.
Francis Tavern?
I'm not familiar with that at all. No. Mm-mm.
That's a colonial one from New York.
Oh.
And last two, El Floridita.
El Floridita.
That's another one with a Hemingway connection.
How about Havana?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Nice.
All right.
And the last one is the Green Dragon Tavern.
Oh, that's in Chicago, isn't it? No?
No, another big American city.
Okay.
That's
Boston.
Yes, that is Boston.
All right.
That is Boston. Okay.
Good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you for our love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
New York. Hi, this is Peter. I was so frustrated when you called out Francis Tavern because I went to NYU, and it was like, that was like college. When we were hanging out late at night in the dorm, we used to go to Francis Tavern. And I was chomping at the bit. Anyway, that's how it goes. Hey, the Orion, let me get this pun out of my way. Orion, that's the Irish constellation, right? Not named for the only one not named for the Greeks. O apostrophe R Y A N.
Funny.
Anyway, but look, I think it's off the Carolinas. One of the two, the Merrimack, the Monitor, and am I right about that?
It's next to Chesapeake Bay, but there's a specific body of water there.
Mm. Is it the Chesapeake Bay?
It's not. It's right next to it.
It's not in Chesapeake Bay. It's just near Chesapeake Bay.
Yep.
Oh, so that kind of reminds me of where the Star Spangled Banner. That's in the Chesapeake Bay, where those the battle that it's being remembered in the Star Spangled Banner is right there in the Chesapeake Bay.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
But no. They can you see any relationship? But really, they were sunk
different
there.
Different wars.
And,
yeah.
Huh?
Different wars.
Different war. That's the War of 1812.
Yeah.
Now, so the Monitor and the Merrimack are still on the bottom of the water in this place?
No, they've been dredged up, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Museum.
They didn't get sunk. They didn't both.
Okay. Here's a good question, custom for your show. You know who Ken Jennings is, right?
Uh huh.
Yes.
Heard of him.
You know, he just published, on Jeopardy, he just published a book
it's called Connections.
Connection, right.
Yeah.
Do you know, because I heard him interviewed, what did he propose instead of trivia? It shouldn't be called trivia, and that's what you do on this show. What did he say it should be called, this kind of activity, instead of trivia?
Well, I can't stand the word trivia, so I'm open to anything else.
Okay. So you can adopt. I don't know that. What does he refer to what you're doing as being?
Don't know.
Cultural literacy.
There you go.
I like that.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah, we sound very fancy.
Yeah, well, you can put that on your resume from now on, Cameron, right?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Host of a cultural literacy show.
That's right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right.
I want to give some credit to Peter, who's a longtime listener, and he had some guesses on your battle question.
Mm-hmm.
He had Mobile Bay for Farragut. Valcour Island, he says, is in Lake Champlain.
It is, and what's fascinating is they didn't bring the ships there. They had to build them to fight each other. that's correct, Lake Champlain.
And the Monitor and the Merrimack, he says it's in the Norfolk Roads.
It's okay. It's something Rhodes. I know what he's talking about. That's
it is off Norfolk, Virginia, and it's Rhodes. It is something with Rhodes. I'm not sure it's Norfolk Rhodes, but anyway, so I want to give credit to Peter for that. And Zach had an answer for Cameron from France. He's wondering if, excuse me, the uniform branch of government is the TSA.
Oh, good guess. No, not TSA.
It is not the TSA. And let's see. Let me look at this. Peter's also wondering if Pat and Mike counts for the Katharine Hepburn. No, it doesn't count because it's not a first and last name. And James is wondering if the show that never won an Emmy was The Wire.
Oh.
No.
Not that many seasons.
That's actually a pretty good guess. No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. What else? All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Connie from Florida.
Hi, Connie.
I'm going to go real quick because I know we're short on time. I'm the one who guessed Alibaba. So since it wasn't Alibaba, I'm going to say Huawei.
Not Huawei either.
I think that's what I was thinking of, though. I was trying to remember that name. Good.
Well, the only other one I can think of is NVIDIA, and that's actually headquartered in California, so that's not it. for Cameron's Uniform Service, the U.S. Marshals?
No, great guess. That was, yeah.
They're not uniformed. I don't think they're uniformed.
I think they're largely undercover, aren't they?
Yeah, right.
Okay, and for the show that never won that was on for 6 seasons, is that St. Elsewhere?
No, sorry, not St. Elsewhere.
What about ER?
Ooh.
No, ER won a bunch of Emmys, so it's not ER.
Okay.
And it was on
That's
forever.
All my guesses. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, one more call. Let's go one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, is Aramco, Saudi Aramco, is that the most valuable company?
That is the one. That is Saudi Aramco.
Wow.
The single largest company in the world outside of the United States. Yes. Good job.
Okay, and then the Monitor Merrimack, is that Lionel Hampton Roads?
Yes, Hampton Roads. I should point out that Peter corrected himself and also.
Yep, Hampton Roads.
Hampton Roads, Virginia.
Yes. Yep, very good.
Okay. The Disney ride. How about Tom Sawyer Island for
Not
the Adventures
Tom
of Tom Sawyer?
Island.
Not really
nope.
a ride. My favorite ride, Old Geller. No.
Not Old Geller.
What a ride that would be.
Is the and famously, The Wire was never even nominated for any Emmys, believe it or not. But I think it's Mad Men probably was nominated and never won.
Mad Men won a bunch of Emmys, a ton of Emmys.
Oh, or The Sopranos?
Yeah, it won Best Drama 4 years in a row.
I thought it kept getting beat by Breaking Bad or something. But what do I know? Okay. Do I got time for a quick question?
Probably not. No, we're almost out of time.
Well,
sorry about
forget
that.
It.
All right. Thank you, though.
Thanks. Great show.
Okay. All right. Time to clean up here. Daryl, what do we got? Cameron, what do we got? Start with
Okay.
Cameron. Right.
Okay. The branch of the uniformed branch of the United States government that we are missing is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Commission Officer Corps.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tough.
Interesting.
And then the only Canadian actor to receive the Triple Crown in acting was Christopher Plummer. Who won for Beginners, this Oscar, The Money Changers, and Madeline. For his Emmys, and Cyrano and Barrymore for his Tonys.
Excellent.
All right. That's
Good.
All I got.
Daryl?
Okay, the first non-US made TV series to be nominated for Best Drama Emmy, The Avengers.
Oh.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah,
it does.
Who did both of these things? Served on the Supreme Court and hosted the Emmys? Earl Warren.
Really?
He was governor of California at the time that he hosted.
Okay.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. And then the TV show, 53 Emmy Awards winning nominations, winning none. Better Call Saul.
Interesting. So someone got close with Breaking Bad.
Yep. Yeah. And then the Battle of Actium, that was in the Ionian Sea. The Battle of Samar, that was in the Philippine Sea. And that's it. Everything else got answered.
All right. So single largest company in the world is Aramco. The Hepburn first and last character name was the title of three Katharine Hepburn films, Alice Adams, Sylvia Scarlett, same year, 1935, and Grace Quigley. The three first films based on Disney park attractions, Tower of Terror, Mission to Mars, that's 2000, that's with Tim Robbins, and The Country Bears with Christopher Walken. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks for all the calls today. That's great. I appreciate it very much. Our panel was Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, Daryl Garrison, realtor from Brentwood. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Damian D. Miner for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We do hope you will do it next Saturday morning too. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Have a great week.